This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Al Morgetti, you hit it on the button. Alan, when we get to the big games, Al Morgetti is focused.
Right there. Perfect.
What a thing. What a day. Wow. Rhea, first of all, everybody, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
Honor the great Dr. King throughout the day today. We are going to have a very special show because some people are not working today. Mm-hmm. In studio, Al, will be, what a tough situation. You know, the Eagles are going to play the Giants next Saturday night.
Again.
8:15 right here at Lincoln Financial Field, a Saturday night bonanza. That's the good news. The bad news is my grandkids and my son are Giants fans. If they root for the Giants next Saturday night, they are also rooting for the expedited retirement of their grandfather, me.
Okay.
That's a tough call.
They got to swing over to the Birds for this, right?
You would think.
Do they want me to have an abrupt retirement?
No.
No.
They want you to keep going.
We have a lot to talk about today. Ruben Amaro Jr. is here. Hi, Rube.
What's happening, Ange?
And I just want you to know we got another special thing coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. You know, Al, I have tried, as you know, for many, many years to put people together.
Yeah,
to create a wonderful relationship that would lead to lovely children who are all huge sports fans. I'm kind of a Cupid, but I've failed most of the time. However, today, I guess you could say my ultimate success.
Mm-hmm.
A Phillies ball girl is coming in with her fiancé.
How nice.
They were friends but unattached until I broke down the wall and indicated to Mackenzie, the girl, that the guy had intentions. I'm not even sure at that
point
the
understand.
Guy had intentions.
She didn't know?
Well, she's beautiful. Of course he had intentions. She never figured it out. Mm. Until her Uncle Angelo explained it.
Oh, God.
Rhea's shaking her head. Rhea, I put that one together.
So proud of you.
Their firstborn needs to be named Angela.
Absolutely. Out of respect.
Anyway, so we got that. We got Elliott Shore Parks at 7 to kind of break down what's going to be happening next week as the Eagles prepare for the Giants. 8 o'clock, Mike Garofalo from NFL Network covered both the Eagles and the Giants in his career, Al. He'll know which way this is going, and we'll get a national perspective at 9 o'clock from the great Sheil Kapadia, who covers the Eagles for The Athletic and has been all over the world covering sports.
Hmm.
Let us begin, Al. Giants are the opponent next Saturday night.
Nice.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be a very good game. Their coach is really good.
Yes.
He is.
He's a really good coach, and they're pretty confident, but they beat a bad team.
They did beat a bad team, but nailed the problem.
Yeah.
I think you did. Let me just take you. This is how it ended in Minnesota. It was a really good game. A lot of excitement, and here's how it ended.
They've got a 1st and 10. They're in the victory formation and lining up on the Viking logo in midfield. The snap goes to Jones. He falls to a knee, and the clock will tick, and the Vikings cannot stop it. The New York Giants are going to go to Philadelphia next week in the divisional round, and they're going to play their divisional foe in the East, the Philadelphia Eagles, the number one seed.
Let me just say, that's one of my favorite broadcasters, Kevin Harlan.
He's the best. Yeah.
I will always listen to a game Kevin's doing. Unfortunately, Al, he doesn't do the big ones yet. I don't know what they're waiting for. But there it is. Eagles, Giants, Saturday night here.
There's
a lot you need to know about this, Al. First of all, watching the game. Ruben Amaro, watching the game. Did the Giants give the Eagles something to think about?
I think they did.
They did. They made me nervous.
I think Al hit it right on the head. I think the coach is very good. That's my biggest concern.
The coach
will
is
we
the
be out-coached?
Coach? Well, that all right.
Yeah.
You guys are both taking me to the key issue to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm concerned.
Brian Daboll, in the first year, this is how bad the Giants situation was. They gave us James Bradberry. They put him on a silver platter and sent him 100 miles south because they couldn't afford him under their salary cap, even though the Eagles have been a better team than the Giants for a generation. They could not do it. They had mismanaged their money. We can't pay Bradberry $10 million. We got to let him go. Eagles scooped him up. Right. Bradberry will be out there next Saturday night covering Darius Slayton and that kid Hodgins, who's really got good here. All those people. He is going to be on our side playing them, and yet they made it here. I mean, that is a phenomenal coaching job. That guy is an owl. Who's got the advantage in the coaching? Who's got the advantage?
We don't know until we – I mean, they've beaten them twice.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's –
they beat them – the second one you could throw
aside. The first one was
the second one meant nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Davis Webb. The fact that that was close was worrisome.
Yeah.
But put that –
that was very worrisome for me.
Hurts wasn't hurt, so we're not worried about that.
There's no
lopsided.
Put that
one
aside.
No, he wasn't.
The first one, the Eagles won better.
It's totally lopsided in that game.
Shane Steichen had his best game of the season, game planning and calling the play.
Totally agree.
Opening drive.
15-play drive to open the game, and they were on their way to a nice win. But the Giants are a different team now than that. And Daniel Jones, who had physical issues in the middle of the season, he's good.
Oh, yeah, he's really.
You put a good coach with a talented player, and that's what you get. I would open the phone lines up because it's the day after the busiest football weekend of the year. I got an open board right now. 215. You get right on. 215-592-9494. Now, let me just explain. I want to play for you some of the locker room stuff because Landon Collins, Al, who was with the Redskins, he was with the Giants originally. He's a big play guy. Yeah. He makes plays. And he said what I just said, something to think about.
We know we just put something in their head to think about, but at the same time, we know they're a great team. They knew they had something to play for, and now we have more to play for. So when we get to that game, it's going to be a head knocker.
All right, it's going to be a head knocker. I do believe that. All right, Saquon Barkley, who really was not utilized much yesterday.
No.
Yeah, nowhere near as much as I think he would be used against the Eagles.
Oh, but he was used smart, man.
Smartly,
they used the pass and then used them.
Economically, they used them. And here's Barkley talking about the Birds.
I mean, all the other conversations is put in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how long we've been here or my experience or this and the third. We finally got here and we were able to get the job done on the first one. And now we go back, watch film, learn from it, and move on and get ready for Philly.
All right, so then we get to this was to me the most fascinating moment in the game. So the Giants, it's give and take, back and forth. It's close. Giants launches 20-play drive, right? They get the lead. Now the Giants have a chance to put the game away, and it's like 3rd and 11, and Jones drops back and throws a perfect strike to Darius Slayton.
Oh my God!
And it bounces off his hands. Did you see on the sideline the angst, the horrible feeling in Darius Slayton's eyes?
Oh, he was inconsolable.
Oh, inconsolable because he gave the Vikings one more chance.
Started to run upfield before he had the ball in his hands.
Oh, that's exactly what he did, Rhea. And as a result of that, they blew it. And here is Slayton talking about what he expects when he gets here.
Now, I'm sure the atmosphere is going to be insane. Plenty of boos and middle fingers for us, but we look forward to that type. We look forward to it.
Boos and middle fingers.
Sounds like a bad country song.
Now I need to talk to some people
mm-hmm.
who already have tickets to go to that game. Because, Al, right now, as you know, over the next 48 hours, it's actually already begun. From the very end of that game till now,
mm-hmm.
secondary market. We're only 90, 100 miles away.
Yeah.
Giants fans will attempt to invade Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, they'll make some money.
They will. No, this is not about money.
No.
Rhea, I need your help with this. You're from Philly.
Okay.
If you're a season ticket holder and you have a sucker on the line, but he's from New York and he's willing to pay you four times the value of the tickets, are you taking the money or are you leaving that creep? Johnson had a term for them. Slack-jawed, claw-handed, I don't know.
What?
He was attacking him. He was all over him. Are you give Rhea? Are you taking the money, or are you keeping them out of our ballpark?
No, the Eagles fans will own that place.
I know, but I don't want to hear any of these guys.
You're not going to.
Because I'm
going to
tell you what they were like after the game. I'm going to tell you what they were like. They were profane. They were obnoxious. They were a little too much like us.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen now.
You have to respect
You got to understand this. These guys are all there after the game and they're partying. And they got little kids with them. And they don't care. They're swearing up a storm. And they're attacking us, Philadelphia, the Eagles. Listen.
One down, three to go. One down, three to go. Let's go.
The Eagles!
Keep it going!
The Eagles!
Oh, we'll see you next week!
The Eagles!
Yeah, we coming to town!
Yeah!
They are not coming to town unless you let them.
It's not Santa.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I need to talk to people who have tickets the next Saturday night. And I need to talk to you about what's more important, your money or the Eagles winning. What is your priority? Because I'm worried about the coaching, Al. I really am. I have no big problems with Nick Sirianni.
No.
I have significant problems with Jonathan Gannon. And if Jonathan Gannon maintains what he has done all year and allows lots of passes to be completed, it's going to be a rough night Saturday night. I'm very worried about it. Here are your numbers, 215-592-9494. Joe, play me just a little more of those jackasses, because I have a contest today.
One down, three to go!
Listen to these morons, these Neanderthals. These claw-footed, slack-jawed losers.
Claw-handed.
I'm trying to remember
very familiar.
What Johnson said, sorry, I can't remember exactly what he said. I have for you today, among our prizes, I have an Eagles Invicta NFL Collection Quartz Watch. Red, silver, and white. It's water-resistant stainless steel, courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Phenomenal thing to wear. I got a Visa gift card. I got a pair of tickets to the Sports Writers Banquet. I got a pair of tickets to the Auto Show. And I got the Eagles NFC East Division Champion T-shirt. Name me somebody from New York you can't stand.
How easy is that?
And the judge today is a man who worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, for the Mets for a brief period. Ruben Amaro
Very
Jr.
Very brief.
Ruben Amaro Jr. will judge for you the New Yorkers you hate the most. So you got all those prizes in it.
Bring it.
You just have to name someone you hate. And I have no, I could give you 20 right now because I don't like them. Let's start with Jeff in Camden this morning. Hi, Jeff.
What's going on there?
Jeff, did you enjoy all the football?
Wildest playoff weekend I have ever witnessed in my playoff life.
Wow. All right, wow. How much of this? There were six games, five so far. How many did you watch, Jeff?
I didn't watch the one, the 8 o'clock one last night. That's the only one I didn't watch.
Four out of five.
Six is wrong, so, you know.
Yeah, well, the Ravens are usually kind of boring anyway.
That return was not boring.
No, my God.
The return was great. But, all right, Jeff, anyway, what do you feel? It's the Giants. Do you feel confident? Do you feel concerned? Give me your emotion right now.
Well, I feel a whole lot more confident if Dougie P were holding the clipboard on the sidelines of the Eagles.
That's another great point.
That's not the case. Man, what a job. What a job by that guy, just not letting his team quit. But that's Doug Peterson. You know, you witnessed it yourself.
You know, Jeff, when that was going on, when it was 27-0, I have a great story, by the way, in the next segment about somebody who decided to place a wager when it was 27-0.
Dumbest bet I've ever seen.
Dumbest bet maybe in history. But, Jeff, the thing is, I knew that that team would not quit because I knew Doug Peterson would not let them. I knew it. A lot of teams, 27-0, at home, no less. I go, well, we tried. We made the playoffs. That was a really good season for us. And they did it. Did you see the way they clawed back into that game?
Absolutely. First half interceptions. That formula equals you just do not win normally. 99.9% of the time, four first half interceptions means you lose.
Oh, God, four interceptions and a half? That guy comes back and throws four touchdown passes in the second half? What, I don't know that that's ever happened. That's Doug Peterson's coaching. Jeff, how did we ever let that genius get away?
I don't know. I guess it was this guy wanting to hire his own guys. You know the way things go. It just, happens that way sometimes. But I don't know how it happened. I wish it hadn't happened. But I think the Eagles have too many weapons, unlike Minnesota, to lose to the Giants. They just have the Minnesota just has a couple guys that you can always go to. The Eagles just have too many weapons. The Giants were defeated both times they came on the field. I don't think the third time will be any different. It'll be a charm.
I hope you're right. I want to see a game with the Eagles and the Niners because I have a different feeling about that than most people. I'm more worried about the Giants than I am about the Niners.
Oh, stop it.
That's right. Brock Purdy has a pop gun arm. We will eat him alive.
He's getting the job done, though.
Against weaker opponents, not against us. Jeff, give me a New Yorker you can't stand.
Andrew, this is not political because he weighs more on all sports including the NFL. Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump, get him down there. I had a feeling that might come up, Al. 215-592-9499. Special treat in our 7 o'clock hour. Al, a guy wrote a song. Now, I know you've heard in the past I've played songs that have been offered to me, and you have often found them not to be good.
You have
found them to be a bit amateurish.
Bad.
After Elliot Shore Parks at 7, I want to play you a song that encompasses our 33 years here. And I'm going to tell you,
it's
the finest thing ever submitted to me in all those years.
Cool.
And when you hear it, Al, you know right now in my head I'm humming. I'm humming it this second, right now.
That's the tinnitus in your ears.
215. I've been humming it all morning. 215-592-9494. We come back. Oh, we got to talk about that bet.
So how dumb. And you win, but it's stupid.
The guy lost. He lost.
I lost. Oh, I got the one the guy won.
All right, 6:23 is the time. I need to talk to people who have tickets to Saturday night's division playoff game, Giants and Eagles, please. I do not have any people yet who got tickets. There's a lot of people listening right now who got tickets. I got to talk to you because I got to nip this in the – I don't want to see one of these fat losers from New York down here for this game. Not one.
Do not sell your tickets.
And one other thing. Thank you, Ava. I'm glad you heard the same thing I did. Do not sell your tickets. Mm-hmm. Money is not important here. Mm. The fortunes of the Eagles are.
Support the club.
You
baby.
Cannot. How much was it worth for you that the Eagles won the Super Bowl 5 years ago? If I'd have given you 10 grand, but they couldn't win, would you have taken the money? No, you would not have.
Mm.
So money is incidental to your true joy. And true joy would be the Eagles winning again. All right, and one other thing, Ava, I'm invoking this morning for the first time. We've had it available before, but not used it till now. It is called the Expedited Review.
Hmm.
At any point in this broadcast, if you hear a mistake, come in immediately and fix it.
Okay.
Even if it's mid-sentence, doesn't matter what, fix the mistake, because the NFL apparently knows how to do this, but is elected not to until now. How many plays got overturned by the expedited review?
Quickly.
A lot of them.
It was great.
Efficient. They got reviewed quickly. They got fixed quickly. Now, frankly, it shows you that the officials are too good. They don't know a catch when they must have overruled half a dozen of them. But they fixed a lot of bad calls in the moment quickly without a lot of hassle. Now, this will all be fine till they fix one that benefited us next week.
That's correct.
And then I'll hate the expedited review.
Correct.
But anyway, Ava, we got a couple of questions today. Here's the first one.
We do, and it's brought to you by Armand Chevrolet. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armand Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find your roads at armandchevy.com. How confident are you that the Eagles will beat the Giants in the playoffs next weekend? Very, somewhat, not at all.
I'm going to go somewhat. If you're saying Barry now, you have blind faith based on the last three or four Eagles games. They're not playing their best football right now. It makes me nervous. Ruben Amara.
Somewhat.
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 Al Morgani. Somewhat. Rhea Hughes.
Very. I told you that's the team I wanted.
You did want that team.
You asked me last week. I wanted the Giants.
Be careful what you wish for.
I got it, what I wished for.
Okay, and you're very confident.
Very confident.
That we'll take care of business next
week.
Very
confident.
All right. Ava Graham.
I'm here to correct you on the first mistake so far.
What?
Right now, I have the correction to what John Johnson has been calling New York fans.
See, this is good. Do we have it? Or play it.
Oh, you wanted me to say it.
Just say it.
Oh, slack-jawed, claw-handed.
Right, that's what it was. Slack-jawed.
No, I'm not done. Pudgy New Yorkers.
That's correct.
Pudgy.
Slack-jawed, claw-handed, pudgy New Yorkers.
There you go.
Slack-jawed, claw-handed, pudgy New Yorkers.
That's right. See, that's what I'm looking for. That was excellent.
You can find them on the internet. Just go to any website, any dating site.
Oh, no. I don't know if you want to put that
Go on a dating site. In fact, let me wrap it up. Go up there and do Tinder with one of these guys.
Yeah, in search of.
These claw-handed, pudgy, slack-jawed losers.
Al, what do you call Yankees fans?
They're
fat pigs.
That's right. There you go.
Come on, Al. Not hard.
Well, right. Johnson did it better, though.
No, he did. He did do it. And he seemed to be doing it in the moment, which made it even more charming.
Yeah. Slack-jawed, claw-handed, pudgy New Yorkers.
Yeah, keep playing that, Joe. That's excellent.
That's good stuff,
all right.
JJ.
Anyway, I just want to mention this because, you know, during the game, you wager. I wasn't real successful yesterday. I think I might have lost like 50 or 75 bucks.
Ooh.
But pales in comparison to some jackass who was looking for a chance to win some easy money.
Yeah.
And the Chargers ran out to a 27-0 lead against Doug Peterson on Saturday.
Yeah, you got a quarterback throwing picks everywhere.
Every other throw.
At 27-0, this gentleman, unnamed, on DraftKings, decided to make an easy 11 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And he placed a wager for $1.4 million for the Chargers to win the game.
What is the sense in that?
I know, to win $11,000?
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I believe now he would agree with you since they got a touchdown late in the first half and then just second half just mowed him down and blew him out and won in the final seconds on a tremendous kick. It was just an amazing comeback by Doug Peterson. And this man, instead of winning $11,200, lost $1.4 million.
Dope.
Al, what do you think that feels like?
I think he deserves it.
It's really dumb, right?
It's so stupid. I mean, I can't even. You look. Is this? It's just not worth the risk, no matter if you think it's a sure thing or not.
That's he really thought he had it.
That's someone with an illness there.
He was walking away with 11 grand. He goes, I did my work. No, you didn't.
11
you lost
grand.
Some. How do you get back a $1.4 million over 11? Ugh,
I guarantee he'll try.
Yeah, I was surprised they took the action now, actually.
Well, they're only going to lose 11,000.
I know. And I think they're pleased now that they did.
Yeah, of course.
Brian's up from Newtown. Hi, Bri.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
What do you think, Brian? Giants here next Saturday night.
So, with the Giants, I'm not too nervous as long as we don't let Daniel Jones run for 70, 80 yards, whatever he ran for. Tends to open up the offense. If we're able to limit that, we should be in a good spot. Now, Andrew, I have a couple other things, but I do have tickets.
You do have tickets. All right, so, Brian, if you are approached by a New York fan offering a lot of money, would you consider the offer?
So, I have tickets, but I'm not able to go.
Uh-oh. All right, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to give them to my nephew and my
there
sister.
So
all right, hold on. Is your nephew a diehard Eagles fan?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Absolutely.
Brian, are you worried? See, these guys, this is how they do it. They infiltrate via money. And there's people here are just barely getting by it and going, I can make all this money. I'm going to give them the tickets.
No, I'm not worried about that. What was it? We beat the Giants 9 times in a row at home. It should be a non-issue.
Right.
Definitely not worried about it. Just a couple other things I want to say. One, you mentioned Kevin Harlan earlier in the show. I love the WP comeback, but Al Michaels, Tony Dungy, have to go. There was no passion, no excitement regarding that call of that game. It was ridiculous.
You are on a topic I plan to deal with in depth a little later. Al Michaels is not Al. You got to know when to fold him. He's 78 years old, and he sounds like he's having a horrible time.
It was bad.
Do you want to actually? Do you want to hear the call on that tremendous finish to that game, Brian? Listen to this call. How terrible it is.
Here we go for the win. Got it, but there's a flag down. There's a flag down as everybody's running out onto the field, but there's a penalty marker.
Offside. Defense number 26.
And they call it on the defense.
That's the injury.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
No, what's unbelievable is you didn't even say who won the freaking game.
You didn't call the play.
This is the way it should be done, Al. And Frank Frangie did it on Jaguars Radio. This is the way you call a play like that.
36-yarder from the right hash to win the game. Logan Cook will put it down. Riley Patterson. Cook puts it down. Patterson's kick is up. The field goal is good! 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 The Jaguars have won it! The Jaguars have won it!
That's the way you call a game-winning play.
He's talking about
the
flag.
How was that? They won it out, Michaels,
though. The flag's down
on the field. Don't let the flag affect you. It was on the other team anyway. Brian, the whole game he was miserable. Brian, he was miserable. At one point, he was talking about the overtime rules, and he went, it was like 27-0, and then he went, well, it's not something we're going to deal with today. No, he was just off of Brian. He's 78 years old. Go home. Do not come back. Thank you, Brian. Give me a bad New Yorker. Who do you hate?
Yeah, real quick. Earlier this year, Rhea, we met. We were at the Washington Redskin game in another car box. You were great. Thank you for being.
Give me the New Yorker. I'm running late on time here.
All right. I just want to say thank you for 30 years. Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa. Oh, wow. I like Mike. I consider him somewhat of a friend. I have 14 numbers now, Al, on my phone. And one of them is Mike Francesa.
Good call.
He must have called you.
Yeah. Man, give him a call so somebody
knows. I have Mike Francesa's number,
but
not Al's.
Yeah.
And three pizza places.
Let's go to and four hoagie places. Mike, good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Morning, Angela. How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. I'm looking forward to next Saturday night. What about you?
I'm actually a Giants fan, but I'm a realistic.
What?
But I'm a realistic, respectful Giants fan. I think the Eagles can win, but I think they have to establish the run. If they don't establish the run, it's going to be a lot closer game than they'd
like. I agree with that.
All right, you're a Giants fan calling me to tell me you think the Eagles can win? They won the division with a 14-3 record. They just beat your team twice. And you're calling to reveal to the Philadelphia audience that we have a chance here?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to win. But I just wanted to basically call you just to wish you all the best with your retirement. Wow. It's been a pleasure listening to you all these years, and you'll be missed. So,
Mike, you sound like a really nice guy, but I am not accepting any sort of congratulations from Giants fans this week because you are the enemy.
What, do you want them to call back next week? And
you are the enemy. And therefore, I hate you.
Oh, Hitch.
Wow. No, that is the way I roll.
Do you hate your son?
Yes.
Don't ever change.
No, it's hard because I love my grandkids. They're such cute little twins, they're not 14, so they're not that cute. But and they're coming in now, and I got to talk to them.
What about?
And I got to say, boys, do you understand that if your team wins, my career ends earlier?
Well, that got.
Do you want to?
Maybe they want to spend more time with you.
Do you want to put Chooch to sleep?
Yep.
That's going to be their answer. All right. I don't know what's going on. I got a slow board after the biggest football weekend
it's
of the year.
It's a holiday.
No, get up early. Let's go here.
It's a day off.
215-592-9494. You will get on quickly today and win a prize. Give me somebody from New York, past or present, that you don't care for. Our judge today is Ruben Amaro Jr. 215-592-9494. maybe real soon. It's 6:41 right here, and I just want to say one thing. Ruben Amaral has asked for the floor here because he would like to do a brief dissertation on momentum. Uh-huh. But first, I would just like to decree that I am calling off Christmas. I have decided to call it off for good. Huh. As you know, last week I was hoping to resume Christmas when the Eagles beat the Cowboys because my Christmas ended on Christmas Eve when the Cowboys won. Mm-hmm. And I was going to go out caroling. I was going to put my tree back up. It's still out near the curb. Mm-hmm. So I was going to drag it back in, put it back up, keep it up for a week or so, and resume Christmas. But there's now virtually no chance that the Eagles will play the Cowboys.
Well, there is
playing. The Eagles are now locked in with the Giants. So tonight's Cowboys-Buccaneers game, the winner of that will play the Niners on Sunday night. All right, so you don't have to worry about that one. Then, in order for the Cowboys to still be able to play, they would then have to beat the Niners when the Eagles beat the Giants, and then they would face each other in the NFC Championship game. That is highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. So I would like to – I'm calling it off. But Ruben Amaral was telling me he's concerned about cockiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And Ruben, could you please talk, in based on what we just witnessed with the Phillies and the momentum they built up as they hit the playoffs, how important is momentum
here? It's huge. I mean, confidence and momentum are a huge thing in sports. And when you have a team that is confident and feels good about itself, you can take all those past records, you can toss them out the window because they mean absolutely nothing. Any given Sunday, man, you just never know. Now, Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, they've done a great job of like concentrating on week to week and staying, you know, locked in on one week at a time. But you just don't know how players are going to adjust, and especially with the, you know, I mean, the expectation is so high for the Eagles now. You have no idea how they're going to adjust on the field when the play when the whistle blows. You just don't know how they're going to play. Hey, and let's think about what they did in the last playoff game they played. They were horrendous. I mean, it was one of the worst playoff games I've ever seen. And so I have some concern. I do think that this coaching staff has grown, but who knows? I mean, who knows how they react to some of the film and how they you know, attack this team. It's tough to win three times in a row against an NFL team. Doesn't matter what team it is.
So what you're saying is, you know, what you're doing here is trying to combat cockiness. Try to combat people who are thinking, including the players of the team, that they got this because we already beat them twice during the season, et cetera, et cetera.
They got to stay focused.
Yeah, stay focused. Yeah. Because what you saw yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, Rube, you saw in the Giants a team with momentum and having confidence that is not cockiness.
And well-coached to boot. And that combination, that's a scary thought. Now, I love what the Eagles have done. I love this team. I mean, we're all invested in it. There's no question. But for me, they have to go out and play game by game, play by play, just like the Phillies did at the end of the year last year.
All right. If you hear in any of the calls we take today a confidence bordering on cockiness, please call attention to that. And that will be an example of what you call expedited review plan.
All right. I'll start off. I saw the Vikings defense yesterday.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very.
I'd see right there, Rube. I think right there, that's problematic thinking by Rhea.
No, but that is based on knowledge, and that's based on opinion. She knows the game.
They were done.
She doesn't know the game.
The Vikings defense did stink.
Oh, they're going to fire. He's getting fired today. I guarantee you that.
Oh, that guy's getting fired.
I think it's Ed Donatell. Oh, yeah. I have no doubt he's getting fired
today. That wasn't good at all. You know who? While you're at it, could they fire the guy in San Diego? How bad is he? Brandon Staley.
Wow.
That guy is terrible. He should be fired out. Let's go to Mike in Delco. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What are you thinking? It's a big one Saturday night, Mike. What do you think?
It's a big one. You're right. And Rhea's the only one in there that has any common sense.
Wait, hold on.
The only one?
Mike, are you attacking Ruben Amaro Jr.?
No, Ruben had a really good point, and you know, momentum
you're backtracking
is really
now.
Going into the playoffs. So, yeah, you got a little common sense, Rube, with that point. But if you're worried about the Giants, then, you know, the hell with you, too.
Hell with Ruben Amaro Jr. You heard it, Al. Wow. He just said to hell with Ruben Amaro Jr. Okay.
Did you guys watch that game yesterday?
Yes. Every second of it. It was a very entertaining football game.
It was, but, like, it was Kirk Cousins, right? we're talking about Kirk Cousins in prime time, so that tells you more than enough right there. And the Giants' defense wasn't much better than the Vikings. Like, they did get the stop when they needed to, but, like, they weren't, you know, they didn't. Look at all those third downs that Kirk Cousins completed to T.J. Hockenson. Like, you know, the Giants' defense didn't look too stellar either.
That's
right,
true,
hold
but
on
the Eagles'
everybody.
Defense sometimes doesn't look so stellar as well. But, so, I mean, in any given Sunday, you just never know.
Mike sounds cocky. Mike, are you cocky
right
now?
Really cocky.
You're cocky, Mike.
I'm not liking
your cockiness.
No, I'm not cocky. I'm confident.
There you go.
That's fine.
All right, Mike, give me a New Yorker you hate.
A New Yorker I hate? Oh, man. Alex Rodriguez.
Good one. All right, now.
The hell with that guy.
I'm going to give him, Al, I am going to give a little support to Mike here with information provided to me by Rhea a little while ago.
All right.
This is beyond belief. So you're watching the Vikings in their last gasp drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on fourth down, they got fourth and eight. They got to execute it. The game is over. And what's Dave? Kirk Cousins goes back. He's getting rushed. And he dumps it off to Hockenson.
For 3 yards.
He did not look for and had no intention to throw to Mr. Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Rhea, say it. In the fourth quarter.
They did not target Jefferson once.
That is idiotic.
Do you understand? They saved their season on a 4th and 18 where Jefferson made an impossible catch. They did not throw him the ball in the fourth quarter.
I don't get it.
Al, this is what drives me insane with coaches.
Put the ball in the player's hands.
The guy that Giants defense fears the most is Justin Jefferson. Yes. So if you do not throw to him, you are doing what the Giants most want you to do. Don't let the defense dictate what you have to do. This is what the Eagles do all the time.
That's my fear. They wanted you to throw to the tight end, the Vikings tight end. Let him have all the catches he wants. He ain't making circus catches.
No. And they imagine dumping that off and expecting that guy to break two tackles to get the first down.
He didn't expect anything.
No, he just was getting rid of it.
He was just didn't want to throw he didn't want to have an incomplete pass. It was the worst play of the weekend.
It was awful.
It was terrible. There was zero chance for success.
But you had Justin Jefferson on the field.
Oh, but if he's covered.
I mean, he's never covered.
But you can have a guy at least go past the first down and have an incomplete.
Correct, Al. It's got to be past the marker.
My God.
You have a better chance if Justin Jefferson is triple covered than you do with that play.
This is true.
That's probably true.
Well, that play is zero. There was no chance.
They should have just waved the white flag.
And then he takes his helmet off like he's mad. I'm like, you threw it there.
No, Kirk Cousins is a loser. Irv is on the line for Pottstown. Hi, Irv.
Hey, that was horrible. I couldn't believe for 3 yards when you need eight. That was ridiculous.
I don't understand. And it did not. They didn't dial him up, or if he wasn't, his number was not called in the huddle. They're not throwing a number 18. He's the best receiver in football.
It was terrible. Anyway, our story started 25 years ago when our son graduated college. He said, I think I need to invest in Eagles tickets. And we have seen some great games, we've seen some bad games, but I'll be honest with you, in 2017, we sold the first round tickets. My wife and I were on a cruise, we couldn't go, so we sold the tickets, went to the championship game.
Blasphemy. Game,
all right, hold on, Irv, that's not happening again.
No,
sir. Eight of us, we had about 2 hours trying to figure out how my sons, my grandsons, how we're going to go to these two games, so...
All right, listen, I want to make a couple of things clear here. Number one, Saturday night, sometimes you have a commitment, maybe a wedding, something like that. That is over, all right? Those events are meaningless compared to a game with everything at stake.
No nuptials.
So you do not have to go to any wedding. You do not have to go to anything. You go to the game. Secondly, Irv, this is where I need you. There are going to be Giant fans who have money who are going to offer serious money to season ticket holders to get those seats. What's your message to them?
Don't call me.
No. Tell the other guys who have the tickets. No, you do not sell them to those. Joe, give me that again with the
absolutely.
John Johnson.
Right. Slack-jawed, claw-handed, pudgy New Yorkers.
Don't give them the tickets, Irv. Don't.
No, don't sell your tickets. go to the game. Angelo, my thinking is this could be an expedited review. I feel you're going to keep your seat warm till mid-February.
Irv, I realized only in the last few days how I really don't want to leave.
We're going to miss you, buddy.
Irv, give me a New Yorker. They're going to make me now. Irv, give me a New Yorker that you can't stand.
Michael Strahan.
No. Oh, that's mine. I'm not the judge, but I can't stand that guy. I just can't stand him. Ah, awful. Again, just so you know, these are the people we don't want at our ballpark on Saturday night. Listen to them.
Go! One down, three to go! Let's go!
Keep it going!
The Eagle!
Oh, we'll see you next week!
The Eagle!
Yeah, we coming to town!
No, you're not! You're not coming to town!
Are you saying love the Eagle?
No, they're saying bleep the Eagle. Oh. No, these claw-footed.
Not club-footed.
Slack-jawed, claw-handed, pudgy New Yorkers.
There it is there. They're pudgy too, Al. I think they're just fat. But anyway, Brian's up next. Hi, Brian. Brian has left the building. John's here from Collegeville. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm nervous, John. I'm very nervous. I need this thing to keep going for a while.
Let me ask you something, though. Ruben Amaro, did you not trade Cliff Lee?
Yes, I did.
In his prime?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I'm not throwing the Giants game out the window. I'm not throwing the first game or the second day out the window. And, Angelo, I'm not thanking you for your service, and I'm not wishing you a great retirement because we're going to be playing into February. We need to throw Ruben Amaro out the window.
No, Ruben Amaro speaks from a perspective of knowledge. Do you understand, John? Yes, he made a bad Cliff Lee deal, but don't forget, in the same moment, he got you Roy Halladay. Hello. And Philippe Aumont. Wait till that kid develops.
Philippe Aumont.
Just a matter of time now.
It was a cataclysmic trade.
All right, John, stop it. That's it. Ancient history. John, are you confident in this Eagles win on Saturday night?
I'm riding with Rhea.
You are. Okay, you're feeling good about it. That sounds good. John,
confident or cocky?
Give me a New Yorker that you don't like.
How about that Keith Hernandez?
That's such a good one.
Do you know what he just said? I don't know if it was over the weekend. He was on some talk show and said, if I wasn't getting paid, I wouldn't watch baseball at all. I hate it. It's boring. It's too long. I mean, it was unbelievable, the stuff he said.
So I can't die. I'm dying to hear what he has to say next season. No, if you don't, that's Al Michaels right now, Rhea.
He said he doesn't want to
do it. Al Michaels is not enjoying his job.
It's very clear.
When you are not enjoying your job, let someone else do it. They'll probably be better at it. Think it over.
Plus, he's not on the scene. I mean, they paired him up. You can't just throw people in.
No, you can't.
It's just
awful.
And he went for them. They went somewhere else after, went for the money to go somewhere else. It's not
Tony Dungy and Al Michaels together.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that. There's no.
And Tony, I like Tony is a man of a great knowledge and distinction.
Yes, he is.
But that's not a job he does.
No.
Why, you just put him in the playoffs?
Oh.
What's that about?
It was bad.
215-592-9494. We come back. We got Elliot out of Dead. I want you to hear this song that was given to us as a tribute to the history of this radio program. Mm-hmm. Al, it is one of the most brilliant things I have ever heard in my life.
Nice.
I hope you will feel likewise.
I have to listen to?
You're in it.
Oh, okay. I'll listen.
I believe at some point in it, you actually do fall asleep.
Oh, good.